The Mine of Truth, circa 1893. The Holy Spirit always leads to the written word and to the commandments of God. Some have neglected the Bible under the erroneous impression that the indwelling of the Spirit was preferable to the study and guidance of the Scriptures. Such will be exposed to Satan's snares and fatal delusions. The Holy Spirit and the Word are in perfect harmony. The Holy Spirit inspired the Scriptures and always leads to the Scriptures. Holy men spake and wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Everything in the religious world is to be tried by the Scriptures, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20. The claimed enlightenment of the Spirit within is to be tested and tried by the Word of God, which is the detector of the pure wheat. All operations of the Spirit of God within will lead every soul exercised by the Holy Spirit to cleave unto the inspired Word as a standard of character. There is a decided need of diligent and interested, organized effort to educate patiently and instruct those who are not intelligent in the Scriptures. Many children and youth may, with well-directed effort, do a most valuable work in arousing the attention of other children and youth to make the Scriptures their study. The Lord will be pleased to water the seeds sown in this line, and the seeds of truth, through the grace of God, will be effectual to the transforming of character, producing a rich harvest which calls forth praise and thanksgiving to God. Listen to the words from the great teacher. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. John 17, verse 14-19. We are to meet in our work of seeking to save the lost that which Christ met in his work. We need to understand better how to meet the people where they are. Christ laid aside his glory and clothed his divinity with humanity that he might touch humanity, and coming in close relation to humanity, meet the people where they are and lift them up. Human agencies are to be set to work in various lines, that every man may find his work and do it with fidelity. There is hard soil to be worked that hitherto has not been cultivated. The minds and hearts of the people are to be reached with truth. The church is enlisted, when it comes under the banner of Jesus Christ, to be a working church. This means earnest, personal labor. The divine power cooperating with human instrumentality will accomplish a large work. The mine of truth is to be explored interestedly, diligently. How often we find Christ applying the Old Testament scriptures, expounding their truths, showing their spiritual character, clothing them with freshness and richness and beauty the people had never beheld before. And after his resurrection, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Luke 24, verse 45. The truths our Savior reveals in his exposition are capable of constant expansion and new and richer developments. While searching the scriptures, the mind that is led by the Holy Spirit sees their author, and by beholding is constantly brightening while looking at the Word. Thus, the intellect aspiring to reach the standard of perfection becomes elevated to comprehend it. In the Old and New Testament scriptures, imparted by Christ to the inspired patriarchs and prophets, and in his lessons to his disciples, there yet remain to be discovered new aspects of certain truths, the far-reaching compass of others, and the harmonious, golden linking together of the whole. This is not discerned by higher critics, whose uninspired human minds, however educated, or whatever their position in the literary world, will never grasp the immeasurable compass of God's Word. Because of their ignorance, will they dare to pronounce it uninspired? Human wisdom cannot comprehend God, and therefore they are, as Jesus said of the Jews, both ignorant of the Scriptures and the power of God. Matthew 22, verse 29. The development of truth is left for perception beyond ordinary vision, and the development of precious ore in the mines of truth will reward the humble, teachable, prayerful industry of the devout and vigorous minds of those who, like Moses, can endure the seeing him who is invisible. The truth of heavenly origin is represented as treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Matthew 13, verse 44, that he may work every part of it. In his persevering efforts, he discovers concealed jewels and precious ore. He who labors wisely sinks the shaft deeper and deeper and discovers a rich and precious lode. He finds that the field of revelation is interlaced with golden veins of precious treasures and is indeed the storehouse of the unsearchable riches of Christ, light, truth, and life.